Richard Nixon, our president, back in 1971, pronounced drugs public enemy number one and declared all-out war on them. And since then, we have spent $1 trillion prosecuting that war. We have incarcerated tens of millions of my fellow countrymen for predominantly nonviolent drug offenses. And we have seen a huge escalation of violence associated with drug trafficking and, of course, the drug war itself, not to mention a good deal of public corruption all associated with it. So the real question is, having made this huge investment, what do we have to show for it? Drugs are more readily available today at lower prices and higher levels of potency than in the history of the drug war.
And how does the Australian experience parallel with the States?
You're ahead of us in some regards and behind us in others. You have an official countrywide policy of harm minimization or harm reduction, which is quite extraordinary. Under the Bush administration, we found our federal officials denying the importance of clean needle exchanges, for example, which is truly an outrage, and needle exchanges save lives. And so clearly you're out ahead of us in harm reduction efforts. We do have some experimentation underway and some new legislation looming that would decriminalize, if not legalize, marijuana. We have medicinal cannabis now in 14 of the 50 U.S. states, and generally good progress being made.
Now, how much do you think that your background as a police officer has affected your view of drugs and drug policy?
It clearly has been a crucial part of my perspective. I have seen altogether too many people damaged by the drug war. Drugs themselves cause problems. If they are abused, if they are taken by children, they cause problems. There's no question about that. But the drug war has caused far more harm than good. And as a police officer, you know, 28 years in San Diego, a border city, I've been watching the extent to which violence has been escalating along the border of the U.S. and Mexico, to a point at which 14,000 people have been killed in the last 3.5 years in drug war activity. That's truly frightening.
Now, you're advocating drug legalization. Can you explain a little bit about what that actually means?
Sure. If you look at the organizing principle behind drug laws today and behind the drug war itself, it is a prohibition. And prohibition has never worked. It did not work in our country with alcohol from 1920 to 1933. All it did was breed lawlessness and drive-by shootings and overdose deaths, actually in the form of bad bathtub gin. It was a miserable a failure. 13 years later, it was recognized, and what replaced prohibition was what we're advocating for currently illicit drugs, and that is a regulatory model in which all drugs would fall under the authority of the government, which would issue hard-to-get and easy-to-lose licenses predicated on a rigorous background investigation and thorough education and training and the like. And all drugs would be taxed and regulated and controlled by that means.
How would the social costs of drugs that are currently illegal be dealt with under a legalization scheme?
You know, I think there are social costs, to be sure, and there are economic costs as well, and they're huge. So I think under a system of regulation, taxation, and control, what you would have are monies freed up to provide for prevention and treatment and education. Everyone from law enforcement to public health officials to school teachers and people from virtually every walk of life who have occasion to interact with drug users and abusers and potential users and abusers would be much more well-educated. A drug user is a human being. Most people who are in the throes of an addiction don't want to be. And in terms of the social costs, we under the scheme that I'm advocating, we would have considerably more money to actually engage in prevention and treatment programs.
what's the immediate reaction that you get from most people when you talk about drug policy in this way?
The immediate reaction is ranges from surprise to horror. People think, my gosh, you are advocating the legalization of drugs. And of course I am, because the only way you can regulate products is by legalizing them, which then gives you the authority to tax them and to control them. Far better that government, imperfect as it is, would regulate drugs rather than the big drug cartels and the kingpins and the street traffickers and the people who are perpetuating all kinds of crimes. I think about toward people in the community, protecting and promoting or growing their profits in their markets through violence. So the reaction, once people have actually had an opportunity to really hear out what a regulatory model would look like and how it would differ from the prohibition model, are actually coming around.